Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and I'm an online fitness coach where I help people around the world to crack their fitness DNA and to lose weight their way. I've personally lost over 70 pounds, and I've helped thousands of people over the last 8 years to lose weight and to actually enjoy the process. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. And if you're new to the show, thanks for listening. And I hope you subscribe and check us out every week. I'm going to take a little bit of a different beat today onto today's show and share with you a story of one of my clients. And I'll start off by just saying this. If I could be real honest with you, if I could just be real with you for a minute, this week's been a little bit tough. A tough week for me professionally, and I guess you would say personally. I mean, I try not to take work home with me, but sometimes it just does. You know, I have these professional, these personal relationships with the people that I work with, and when we have these wins, I share the wins with them, and I get excited with them, I get pumped with them. But also, when we have some losses, I'm right there. Those losses hit me just as much as it hits the people that I work with, and I wish I could say that I'm able to help everyone that I train with to reach their goals, which is to lose weight and to make exercise fun and enjoyable and make the whole just the process of it just fun to do. You look forward to working out the next day. You look forward to eating a certain way. But I can't sit here and say that I do that I'm successful 100% of the time. And this week, I got one that hit me a little bit. That hit me a little bit more than usual. I've been training this woman, and I'll give her a name. We'll call her Wendy. And Wendy's in her mid-40s. She lives on her own. She has a professional job that she works Monday to Friday, sometimes even on the weekends too. And I'll just say this, Wendy is a fantastic soul. And what I mean, she's amazing. Look, Wendy helps take care of her aunt and calls to remind her to take her meds, to take her to appointments, take her to surgeries, all that stuff. She takes her friend who is in her 80s to church every weekend, despite being a different religion of her own. And her friend has Alzheimer's disease and is in a little bit of a late stage of the Alzheimer's disease. And so her friend calls her multiple times in a day, every day, and asks her, "Are we going to church today? Are you going to pick me up to go to church?" And Wendy has the patience enough to tell her, "No, we're going to church on Saturday. Today's Monday," or, "No, we're going to go in a few days. Don't worry, I'll pick you up." And she gets this call every day, anywhere between like 4 to 15 times a day. That's right, 4 to 15 times a day to get asked, "Are we going to church today?" And she has the patience enough to deal with that. That's just, I don't know. I want to say that I could do that, but I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could. And that's just a little tidbit just to let you know what kind of person Wendy is. So Wendy started training with me because she wanted to lose weight. And she's been something that she's been struggling with for her whole life. So we started online training together and working towards her goals. And she's been nothing but a gem to work with. So in total, since we've been working together, in April of 2018, she's lost over 12 pounds. She's down 4% body fat. And not only that, but literally inches have fallen off her body. Just to give you a small stat, over 5 inches off her waist since we started. And she's changed her eating habits. She actually enjoys exercise and even woken up early to get her workouts in because she just knew that her day would be crazy. but she knew she had to get him in. And that's dedication. And you can only get that kind of dedication if you've got a true goal in mind. And that's something that me and Wendy, we work on together when we do our coaching sessions. And it's my job to keep her motivated and keep her on track of those goals. So this all sounds really fantastic, right? So why the long face, Jimmy? I mean, you can't see it, but yeah, I do have a little bit of a long face. And it's been like this for the last week now because, let's just say here, look, every couple months, Wendy and I, we set new goals together. We have short-term goals and we have long-term goals. And this just kind of keeps us, the short-term goals keep us looking forward to something. So our next goal that we've been working on the last couple months is to fit into a particular dress that she bought. And Wendy had some plans to go back home, visit her fam, where there was going to be a wedding, a baby shower, to visit her mom and visit her other family members and friends. And she told me she wanted to look that extra good. You know, not that regular good, but that extra good. Because she didn't want to hear from her family, who has been saying this to her. Say, hey, maybe you should lose a couple extra pounds now. You're not getting any younger. Or, it looks like you've gained a little bit more weight since the last time I've seen you. And you know, there's always that one annoying uncle or that cousin that says just stupidness and has nothing positive to say at any family function. And let's be real right now. Usually, those people are overweight themselves and they have nothing interesting going in on their lives. And they just want to pick on somebody. They're just pretty much like bullies, right? And I've gone through that myself, going to family functions, and I would say almost every family member or friend that has given me any negative comments or negative responses, they were just as fat as I was. So I don't know why. I think they felt like they were skinnier than I was. So they had to give me their 2 cents. But anyways, so I totally get that she wanted to go back home, so blow some people away. And we were making some great headway going to our next challenge. Wendy keeps hitting her goals, hitting the mark, and you know, everything's going pretty easy. But this time around, there were a couple extra snags that came up in terms of work, where things just got crazy. She became overloaded with a bunch of different things. Work kept piling up. She was working extra hours, staying late, having to go in early, but she kept pushing along. In her personal life, there were some extra family members that she needed to kind of take care of, some situations with her friends, and it was her husband's death anniversary, which definitely took a little bit more of an emotional toll on her, but she kept pushing along. Now, we're 1 week away before she gets on the plane, and she's about to make some final alterations to her dress, and it doesn't fit. Ugh, the friggin' dress doesn't fit. This is exactly what she wrote me. She said, Jimmy, the dress doesn't fit. Well, it does fit as long as I don't breathe. Ugh. Can you imagine I'm reading this message here? And I read that. Man, I'm looking at it right now. I can't. It crushes me. So I get the message. She tells me she's depressed. She's not feeling it. And just my heart just sinks. I just know how disappointed she must be feeling right there. And I'm just stunned that this is happening. I do my best to console her, and we end the conversation that she'll be fine, that she has something else to wear. But you know, that doesn't sit well with me. So I'm there thinking. I'm thinking about some things that I can do to get her into that dress with just less than like 7 days left. And I'll be 100% honest with you. A lot of craziness went through my mind that I would never, ever, ever, ever share with somebody that I train with that trusts me to train with them. But I won't lie and say that those thoughts didn't cross my mind. I come from a background of martial arts, and I've practiced weight cutting to be able to compete in certain weight classes in competition. So I know some tips and I know some tricks, but I also know that they're only temporary and can be dangerous. I've dropped anywhere from 8 to 10 pounds in one day, and I've even dropped 4 pounds in less than 1 hour before a competition, just so that I can make weight. And basically that was just a lot of sweating, a lot of dehydrating myself, doing a lot of unhealthy things to be able to do that. So I thought about it for a few minutes whether to share this with Wendy, and then I quickly came to my senses. I remembered that we are playing the long game, that this isn't a competition. I remembered all the success we've had up to this point. Wendy has lost weight. She's lost real inches, and she has kept it off over the last 6 months. People have noticed a significant change in her. Wendy has noticed a significant change in her. And I had to accept that I had failed to help her reach that next goal of her, which was getting into the dress. And I had to accept that and learn from my own mistakes and prove to Wendy and to myself that something like this won't happen again. And I learned 3 very important things, and I reminded myself, I wrote this down in my journal, and I'm going to share this with you. So share with you the 3 important things that I will do better the next time something like this comes around, which is, 1, try that damn dress on earlier. So she tried this dress on about 7 days before going on to this trip. So I can only imagine the disappointment. She's so close to this trip, it's happening next week, and she tries this on thinking, man, you know what, it's gonna fit, I'm gonna look so good. And then she can't breathe. She can't breathe in this thing. So if we had known at least one more week prior to that, that she wasn't gonna fit into it, we could have dealt with this a little bit earlier, we could have dealt with the disappointment a little bit earlier, and come up with another game plan. So this is basically the measurement portion. We should have measured this a little bit earlier. 2, relax a little. Everything was riding on this dress and this day and getting on the plane and looking good for everybody. And everything that we were doing was for this thing. The pressure alone made the process probably a little less fun. I just watched a documentary on a legendary bodybuilder, Ronnie Coleman. And if you don't know who Ronnie Coleman is, he is an 8-time Mr. Olympia champion. And one of the stories that came out in that documentary that hit home with me was that before Ronnie won all these championships, he wasn't winning at all. And he actually had to learn to relax a little bit. So he went to go visit another amazing champion bodybuilder, Sean Ray, and who was winning and who was beating him. And he went to his hotel room to ask him, like, hey, Sean, can you give me some advice? And Sean told Ronnie that you're so uptight. You're packing your lunch. You're eating at a certain time. You're never smiling. It doesn't look like you're having a good time doing this. You just need to relax a little bit. And Sean, who was a bodybuilder himself, world champion bodybuilder, got him to drink 5 shots of vodka and eat some pizza before the night before the competition, which is like a huge no-no in the bodybuilding world. This just is preposterous to even think that somebody would do that before a night of competition. Drink alcohol, have pizza. Those are considered cheat meals. Those are considered something that you do after a competition. But they did it the night before. And on top of that, Ronnie, he never even really drank before. So you know what happened? The next day, Ronnie beats Sean in competition, despite going off the rails on his diet. And Sean Ray and Ronnie, they really believe that it just him being relaxed just really helped him to open up and be comfortable and just take that competition. And if I can tailgate that next point, which comes to my number three point, which is this thing is supposed to be fun. I end the show every week with, you got to make fitness fun for you. You got to make this whole process fun for you, because you're going to hit some hard times, because the more fun it is, the more you're going to want to do it, right? Well, I didn't take my own piece of advice, and I made the mistake that I didn't make this fun for Wendy, and I didn't make this fun for me. I treated this like a mission where you have to do this workout this many times in a week. You need to eat this way. You can only eat this much. And with all the things that were happening with Wendy, the work, the personal life, all that stuff, I'm sure that was just mentally just beating her down. Taking a break, going out, doing something active, doing something fun, taking the pressure off of this, and not even worrying about this dress or this trip or meeting the family. That is something that I definitely should have suggested. So to recap, one, try that damn dress on earlier, okay? Meaning take more measurements. If you have a particular goal in mind to get there, don't check the last minute that you think that you can make that time or you can fit into that dress or that suit. Find out a little bit earlier, because if you find out a little bit earlier, you can make certain adjustments. Number two, relax a little bit. This isn't a competition. For us at least, it wasn't a competition. We can afford to relax a little and enjoy the process, which leads to number three, that this thing is supposed to be fun. And if you treat this like work, if you treat this like a mission, in my case, that you wanted to get this done, it had to get done, sometimes you lose the fun out of it. And number three, it's supposed to be fun, right? Because if it's not fun, then you ain't gonna do it. So I feel 100% responsible for not getting her there. But I am 100% confident that her family is going to be shocked when they see her on how much change that she has made since the last time they've seen her. Her confidence has gone up huge. And I know Wendy, you're listening, and maybe you're even listening on the plane right now. I'm real sorry that we didn't get you into that dress, but I'm real proud of everything that you've done, everything that you've accomplished. That was all you. You put in that work. You put in that time. You had those goals that you were able to reach. And I have nothing but respect for you. Thank you for being so amazing. You are an amazing human being, and I hope you have a fantastic time. Save that dress, because we're not done with that yet. When you come back, we're getting that thing on. And bonus, this time, you get to breathe a little bit. And to anyone else that's listening, if you've fallen off the horse before, if you've tried to lose weight and hasn't happened, or if you tried a new training regimen and it hasn't worked out for you, it's okay. It really is. You just need to learn from your mistakes. Don't go and do the same thing over and over and over again. Don't go out and get another gym membership if going to the gym hasn't worked out for you. Don't go around cutting carbs if you've tried cutting carbs before and all that's happened is you've gone back twice as hard. You've ordered twice as many pizzas to make up for all the carbs that you've minused out before. Those things aren't going to work for you. You need to go out and figure out the four pillars of success, which is one, measurement. How are you going to know whether you are doing something right or wrong? You got to figure those parameters out. Number two, you need to set a goal, and not just any goal. You need to have a short-term goal. You need to have that long-term, big, big, big dream goal. Number three, it needs to be challenging for you. You need to feel challenged. It can't be impossible, but it's got to feel a little bit challenging. And number four, it's got to be fun. Okay, learn from me. It has to be fun, because just like in the story that I've given you, we stop making something fun and we just focus on just that goal, just that mission. We get lost into it. And you forget that fitness shouldn't be your life. It should be part of your life, but it's not the only thing that's there. So that's it from me. I'm going to take this loss but I'm going to learn from this, and I hope you learn from this as well. And I'll be back next week with another show, another episode, and I hope you'll join me again. If you have any questions for me, you want to know something, you want me to answer something on the podcast, you can hit me up at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. You can hit me up on social. I'm on Insta, I'm on Facebook, Remix My Fitness. And if you need that little extra help, you need that little extra push, you want to meet some really cool people, then you got to join Team Remix on Facebook. All you got to do is visit bit.ly/remixmyfitness. So that's bit.ly/remixmyfitness. And this is a private group where I put up mini challenges, live videos, and there's just a team of just like-minded people out there who are just trying to level up in their own personal fitness game, wherever they are. We got beginners, we got intermediates, we got some advanced people in there, and we're just trying to be better versions of ourselves. So bit.ly/remixmyfitness, come join us, because why do it alone if there's a whole team that can help you out with it? I'll be back next week with another episode. So until then, set some goals, go challenge yourself, but most importantly, have some fun. Until next time, peace.